Oh, hey, friends. Welcome back to another week with me. Thanks for joining us. Today, I have a special treat for you. It is my good friend Jody from Reality TV Podcast. Hi, Jody.
Hello. How are you?
I'm
kind of nervous.
Why?
It's always more nerve-wracking to be a guest, I think.
Yeah, I feel that, definitely.
I don't want to let you down.
You will not let me down. It is an honor to have you on this podcast.
Oh, stop.
You are the very first podcast I've ever listened to.
Really?
Yes, absolutely. I love this little show called 90 Day Fiancé, and nobody in my friend circle, nobody online that I know, nobody was talking about this show. So actually a cousin of mine said, you should listen to podcasts. They're so great. And she gave me about 10 or 12 that I downloaded and don't listen to any of them. So I just searched for 90 Day Fiancé and you were the only thing that came up.
That's right. That's why I started the podcast, was because none of my friends, no one watched it in real life. And then I was in some spinoff TLC group. I don't even remember the name of it right now, but everyone was talking like, there are no podcasts, there's no podcasts. And I was like, I'll try to start one. And that's exactly how it started. And now everyone's talking about it. So I feel like it was my show before everyone else.
Oh, for sure. And do you know, like, I'm a snob. There's only one other podcast that I listen to that talks about 90 Day Fiancé, and I don't like them, but it's one of those things that I just love to hate.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the show, you gotta, you want to hear everything you can about it because it's so good.
Absolutely. And then, like, this other podcast that I listen to, they, you know, recap 90 Day, and it's just like, who are you? You don't agree with me. I don't align with you. How come you like this person? And then I turn on you and I'm like, yep, she gets me. That's exactly how I feel.
Thank you. Yeah, I feel like I'm one of the few people that don't mingle with the talent, if you will.
Yes.
Because I have, you know, I always say, this is a joke from Kathy Griffin, my mother raised me right. She taught me to talk about people behind their backs.
I'm here for it, because something that you always say on your podcast is like, I talk a big game here, but if these people like were standing right in front of me, I'd be the biggest wuss. That is
absolutely 100%. Like, there's no way.
I'm even afraid to tweet different, you know, like tweet things that I know that they might see.
Oh, yeah. Like, I'll come back to the Facebook group and be like, oh, my God, Paul's talking on my Instagram, or so-and-so is a follower now. I'm like, oh, shit, what do I do? Oh, I'm sorry.
You're fine.
Darn it. What should I do? Yeah, I'm a wuss in real life. I really do have good manners. I like to think I'm a somewhat good person.
Oh,
it's like an alter ego.
You are. I hear you. I'm here for it. And like you said, you are just saying what the rest of us are thinking. I'm here for it.
Exactly. I'm sorry, my throat is a little scratchy today. You're in the Midwest. This weather is just insane.
It is nuts. It was literally like 1 degree today, and then this weekend is supposed to be in the 60s.
Yeah. Not quite up to the 60s. I think we're going to get to 42. But, you know, once you're in the anything below 20, anything above 40 is like summer.
Absolutely. You know? For real. You don't need your winter coat. You just need a nice sweater or jacket and you're good.
Exactly. Throw on your little slide-on shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Who needs pants?
Who needs them? Exactly. They say that Midwest weather is bipolar. It is. All right, my friend. So reality TV is our thing. So I thought, hey, let's recap some stuff. There's so often I listen to you the same episode at least 3 or 4 times a week. I listen to your Patreon, and then I still like to listen to your regular episode so that you get that play too. And so often I do text you and, you know, send you my thoughts and things, and I thought it'd be so fun to just recap some things with you. We watch the same show, so
you absolutely hear my voice more than anyone in my family does. You're listening even probably more than once. It's a lot more going through your ears than are going through my kids and my husband.
So I'm gonna tell you something a little creepy.
Oh boy.
I shower to you, Jody.
I mean, not like compliment,
not to you, but you know what I mean. Like, I like to get my JBL and blast you while I take a shower. I do.
Oh, I love that. I shower to Amanda. Amanda Loves to Hate Teen Mom.
I love her voice. Yes.
I've been listening to, have you listened to The Mysterious Mr. Epstein?
Yes. I was going to tell you about that. I heard that on your Patreon today. I could not stop. I binged it in one day.
That's how I was too. And not every podcast is like that, where you can go back to back, but it's the perfect length of episodes. They give you just enough.
Oh, it was so good. Yes.
Yeah.
Agreed. But one thing that you did mention on your Patreon episode this week is you couldn't do that with the Aaron Hernandez one.
No, it was so much. And the Epstein stuff is too, but the Aaron Hernandez, there was just so many different levels and different things that you didn't find out until later in the unknown. It was just a lot. And I'm trying to think of the other one too. Oh, I can't remember the other football player.
I heard another football player.
Okay, I'll think of it anyhow.
I enjoyed it. I binged that one in a day too. And there was a lot of episodes on that one.
Yeah.
I learned a lot too about the head stuff, the brain stuff. And right. The confessions. Yeah, I was
anything with crime. I mean, I'm a very good problem solver. I'm a homicide detective in the shower when I'm listening to my podcast.
I hear you. Definitely. And you do some good deep dives. I'm here for it.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. All right. So the very first thing that I thought we could talk about is, Janelle and David are getting a divorce. And she was spotted hanging with Nathan. Did you hear that?
Boy. Oh, Janelle, I did hear that.
Yeah, what do you think?
You know what? I am skeptical of, the motivations for it. But I was listening to your podcast last week. And of course, you're a way better person than I am. And the way that you said it, you're like, I don't care why she's leaving or getting a divorce. It doesn't matter. It's just that she's doing it. And that's totally right. They do not belong together.
Oh, at all.
The kids in the mix, I wouldn't want Janelle to babysit my kids or kids.
I don't want her to babysit her kids.
Yeah, exactly. So that does scare me because I do think David did a lot of the primary child rearing. Not that I agree with his methods and philosophy in it.
Sure.
But I do think Janelle, like Amber, was probably just in bed a lot. I don't feel good on Instagram and that whole thing, but it's not going to end. The drama is not going to end.
I'm with you.
Do you think she and Nathan are friends, or is it just to get a rise out of David?
I think it's the friends with benefits. It's so easy to, I think it's so easy to just go back to what you know. And she probably feels safe with Nathan because he's just as crazy as she is. And he's got that bit of a temper. So I think it's a little bit of both. One, to piss him off. And then two, he's familiar. She's comfortable. So she's going to go back. And she loves to have a man. If Kifa was around, she'd be with him.
Yeah. Or Cortland. Who was the other one?
Just pick one. Gosh.
Yeah, exactly. There's so many. She cannot be alone.
No, she can't at all. I hope she takes some time to after the fact. Nathan's in and out of trouble as well. It's just spend some time to get to know you and be a good mom. Take care of your kids. And then, date later.
Who I feel really bad, who's probably suffering more than Janelle and David and Nathan, are the former partners who are the parents of their other kids. You know what I mean?
Oh, sure.
Whatever David's ex-wife or ex-girlfriend who's got the other daughter and son, their current partners and them and their children are really bearing the weight of all of this stuff that's happening on the periphery,
Sure. But what do we think their character is like? Because they were with these people procreated, and I don't know. I think it's all a little
really
shady.
Sad future.
Yeah, it is.
There's going to be a really crazy Teen Mom reunion in about 20 years.
Teen
Mom reunion, just with all of the children, probably grandchildren.
Ooh. Yes. You know what? I am here for that, though. I can't wait to see how these little people just turn out.
I know.
Who do you think from Teen Mom 2 is going to turn out the best? The kids.
I always get my Teen Mom and Teen Mom 2 mixed up because the seasons always are like back to back.
Yeah.
So the Teen Mom 2,
that's like
the Leahs and the
Kalins and Brianna.
Oh, Isaac. Isaac will be fine.
I think Isaac will too. I think Lincoln's got potential to be fine too.
I think he'll be good, but I think he'll be kind of a dick.
You like his dad or?
Yeah, he'll have an overinflated self-esteem.
Yeah.
Isaac will just take it all on. I love Brianna. I know people hate her and her mom and her sister.
I love them. I love when you and Amanda talk about that. Just so that our friends know, when we talk about Amanda, Jody has another podcast with Amanda from Amanda Loves to Hate Teen Mom. You should check that out.
Brilliant.
Oh, she's
the funniest person on earth.
And her voice, she's like in musical theater and everything. And I could just listen to her talk often, and she's got a beautiful music singing voice. So they recap Teen Mom 2 and Total Request podcast. We'll talk about that later, but that's who we speak of when we talk about Amanda. And I said all of that, and now I forgot the reason why I brought her up.
We're saying we're some of a few people that like Brianna.
Oh,
and
yes.
Her mom and her sister.
Yes.
I love them. They're strong women. They're supporting each other.
Absolutely.
I love it.
I do too. Every single one of them. And I've loved them from day one. So every time I'm a Brianna apologist, I'm like, me too.
Yeah.
I adore her. I think she's so real.
I never saw an issue with her. I'm like, I never understood why she was getting the hate.
Now, there is one thing that I do disagree with you on with them. Right. I do think that Nova is the cutest kid ever, but Stella, I don't think she's as cute as you think she is.
What?
I think she's cute, but you guys often say that she's like the most beautiful baby in the world. And it's like,
I think she looks like a Cupid doll. A Cupid doll. Do you know what? They're the old fashioned. If you saw one, you would know what I was talking about. Hmm. They're little, I don't know. If you just look it up, Cupid doll.
She'll Q, like the letters Q and P?
I think so. Maybe Q-U-E-E-P-E. Maybe it's a real Midwestern thing, but I always knew what a Cupid doll was. She looks exactly like one. But Nova is beautiful.
Oh, is it K-E-W?
Oh, maybe.
K-I-E? Soft toy?
Maybe. It very well could be. That sounds even
not cute either. So,
okay. Actually, this is going to sound terrible.
I'm here for it.
Well, this kind of transitions to Real Housewives of Atlanta, but we can come back to it if we need to.
Okay.
I think one of the babies on the show this season hasn't grown into her looks yet, and her mom might have the same name as an expensive sports vehicle.
Car. Okay, so you're talking about Porsche.
I'm trying to be very diplomatic because I know you can never say a baby is not cute.
For sure. And that's why I just said I don't think that Stella is as cute as you do. With that being said, I think that Porsche's baby looks just like her father.
Yes.
And I don't think her dad is that attractive. That's all I'm going to say.
No.
I mean, she's not an ugly baby, but she looks just like her dad.
Right.
But with that being said, I didn't think Kenya's was amazingly beautiful either.
No.
I think that they're both decent, cute little girls, but they're not like, oh my God, that baby
is
so cute.
And that's probably some of us looking at their moms who are so made up and over the top that then you look at a normal baby and you're like, it's just a baby.
So tell me, when you saw those kids, and I don't know how much work Kenya's had, or Porsche for that matter, do you ever wonder, like a Kardashian family, how they've gotten so much done to their faces, and even Farrah and little Sophia. So when you think about that, and their kids come out looking like somebody else, it's because their parents are changing their faces completely. Do they ever think about that when they go under and get their face completely redone, and then their kid comes out looking like they don't belong
their first
to anybody?
Face. Yeah.
Right.
Like their first face.
Absolutely.
You know what? I think there was a lawsuit about that. I want to say it was a Japanese guy who married a woman and the baby looked like her first face, and he divorced her.
Oh, no.
Because he was like, you presented a different product to me, and this is what I got. I'm not kidding. You can look it up. I've never really thought about that, but I have thought about not necessarily the Kardashians' kids, but just in general, any woman or man, I suppose, mainly women because they have more plastic surgery on their faces, I think, than men do typically.
Sure.
When their kids get older, probably especially their daughters, are they going to be like, oh, you thought you were ugly, so I need to change my face too, or it's just the norm to suck your chin out and your cheeks out, like the Hadid girls, right?
Or the Zolciak girls.
Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. That is so sick and twisted.
Oh my gosh. They look It's just not flattering. Why is everybody doing it? If I had all the money in the world, I wouldn't do it. I would change my face.
Oh, you're so sweet. I'm saying I would definitely get a nose job. If lipo counts as plastic surgery, which I know it does.
Lipo is like health maintenance. It's fine because I would get all the lipo, but not in my face. I wouldn't change my face, and you don't change your nose.
I would definitely change my nose. I mean, it's not something that keeps me up at night or that, you know, keeps me in bed during the day. But I mean, if money weren't an option, I probably would not do it now that I have kids because I'm just sensitive about my daughter looking at me and if she's not happy how she looks. But before I had kids, shave that sucker down.
Oh, friend. I'm going to send you a couple noses and see which one you choose.
Oh, there's a lot of noses I look at and I'm like, oh, I want that one.
I want that one.
Do you watch Real Housewives of New Jersey? Sorry.
I used to diligently and now I watch it every now and again.
Okay. Yeah. I really don't like this new cast with this Jennifer chick. She's the one who's got the plastic surgeon husband. She's real over the top. Okay. That just made me think of that because her husband's given her liposuction all over her body, like all the time.
Is he older than her? Or are they about the same age? I just wonder.
Maybe a little older, but not anything that's, you know, jumping out.
Huh. No, maybe I'll have to watch because I do want to see what's going to happen with this Teresa and Juicy Joe storyline. I know. Right. Sickening. I do want to ask you, bringing it back to, what are you drinking?
Sorry. Is it really loud?
No, it's all good. I like to know what you're drinking.
No, I was trying to be really quiet. It is this cleanse tea juice kind of thing. I think I might have talked about it before where it's just a lot of water and then you put concentrated dandelion tea and cranberry and lemon.
Yes. Is it good?
No. I mean, it doesn't taste good. You're not like, ooh, I can't wait to drink it. But I'm trying to wet my whistle so I don't sound so raspy for you.
Oh, you're fine. Okay. I do want to talk about this George. What's his last name? Navas?
His weight loss. 90 day.
Yeah, so he lost 125 pounds. So he was, he's from like George or Jorge and Anfisa. Bring me my red bag with my makeup.
Right.
So he has been in jail for the last, year?
Oh my goodness.
It's been a little over a year. Yeah, he got caught with a lot of marijuana. So he is currently in jail and he has lost 125 pounds. So there is a big difference. He was a bigger guy. He wasn't, I wouldn't say severely obese, but he was my kind of guy. Like I like guys that size. Yeah. And now he's really thin. So now is he hotter now? What do you think?
I would say probably stereotypically he's hotter. I don't think he's attractive.
Either way,
no.
Really? Because I thought he was cute before.
Really?
Yeah, I always have
thought you thought he was cute.
Mm-hmm.
Oh no.
Mm-hmm. I did. I've always thought that there's something with those eyes, and I just always thought he was a good looking guy.
Oh no. Okay. We need to talk because you still like Garrett from Love After Lockup.
No, no.
Now you're into Alex.
No, I love Garrett. I don't like Garrett. I love him. Alex, I like, although I am pretty convinced that he said something really bad. And so now I can't like
the N-word.
Yeah, I'm pretty convinced that he said that. Do you think so?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Yeah, I think he did.
I do think he did. He looks very little to me, like slight, you know? It's like what my grandma would call him. He's just slight. He's can go this way or that way with the wind. He just looks a little short, a little scrawny.
He is. I think he's so cute, though. If you take away the tattoos, the face tattoos,
I think he's really smooth talking, though.
You know, there's something about him because I always thought he was cute, but when he was with Juliana or whatever her name was, like the way he kind of switched up his style and, you know,
he was
got
very
a little
Garrett-y.
More. He was very Garrett-y, and I was here for it.
Do you know if Garrett is still with that other chick?
Remy, yes, he is.
Oh my gosh. Well, I guess good for them. They're still together.
I guess. I think she's trash, but you know, whatever. But I do want to mention So many people are saying that Juliana, people are like, she's so beautiful. And I was like, she's got really good teeth, really good skin, but I just didn't think she was that pretty.
Well, you have a point there, because when you're watching this show and you're so used to seeing one type, like Glorietta, and then you see even normal, you're like, whoa, she should be in pageants. What is going on? She does not belong on this show.
Right. But yeah, at first I was like, oh gosh, she, in that voice, ooh, and you nailed
Alexander.
It.
On your,
yes. Oh, I can't.
And her mom. She is,
her mother, I could have reached through the screen and strangled her. When she was going off on Alex about trying to convert her to his religion, I was like, are you kidding me? You are a special kind of stupid.
Yep. Yeah, he wasn't even going there. He couldn't even get a sentence out of his mouth to say, I'm not talking about religion.
Right.
And she's a wackadoo.
She is a wackadoo. Bringing it back kind of to 90 Day, Angela and Michael. So just to kind of bring everybody up to speed who doesn't know, she got into, I guess, a physical fight with Avery's mom.
Yeah.
And they cut a lot of it out because Angela is going to be on the next season of 90 Day Fiancé. How do you feel about that?
Oh, I think it's horrible. Well, I really wish that she wasn't even on this past season that she was just on.
Now I'm over it.
We've seen what she's like. But even, okay, we know she attacked Avery's mom. A lot of people are like, oh, well, we didn't see it, so it didn't happen. I mean, come on. If it walks like a duck, it talks like a duck, it's a duck.
Absolutely.
Even besides the fact, let's just pretend that didn't happen. Her behavior on the show, that day of the reunion, in and of itself, should land her a pink slip. And her behavior the whole season should get her a pink slip,
I know.
Too.
Right. Agreed.
I think it's horrible. So, and I feel like a hypocrite because I'm going to be talking about the show all season, but I'm not going to be talking about her segments. I just can't. That's my way of making myself feel better about it.
Sure. Yeah. I don't see anything wrong with it at all. I mean, she's still a part of the show. If you choose to not recap her, I completely get it. And even if you did recap her, I wouldn't think that makes you a hypocrite. I mean, she's on the show. I mean, you can even just talk crap about her. It doesn't matter.
That's true. That's true.
Okay. So I know we have to wrap this up. So of course I have some would you rathers.
Oh my gosh. Let's play.
You ready?
You're really good at these.
Oh, first I have two questions for you. Not would you rathers, but just two things that I had on my mind. Okay. Where do you store your cereal boxes?
I saw this discussion. I store them. I do not store them on top of my refrigerator. I don't think I ever have, even growing up.
Really?
Never.
So are they in your pantry? My guess is that they're in your pantry. They are?
Yes, mine are in my pantry. And I have, I think, 5 or 6 of the plastic containers that like you pour them into to keep them fresh.
Really?
And then there's a couple extra boxes that if I don't have enough containers that they're in there, but they're all in the pantry.
So do the plastic containers really work to keep it fresh?
They do.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. Well, it keeps it easier so you could see what's in there instead of all these boxes that you're kind of pushing this way and that way. I have a weird shaped pantry.
Okay.
But growing up, I had a refrigerator that would have had room on top, but my mom would put papers like mail and stuff like that up there.
Oh,
or like
really?
A basket with just junk in it.
Sure.
We never put food. You do your cereal.
Yeah, we put our cereal on top. We leave it in the boxes, put them on top of the fridge. And then right next to that, I have a basket with like random stuff, like different teas and hot chocolate, apple cider. And then right next to that is our Keurig holder, like the K-cup holder. Like it spins. So you don't even have to pull it down. You can just reach for one.
Does it get stale faster because it's a little heated up there?
No. Really? Matter of fact, I thought that yours would go stale or faster because you put it in the container.
Well, the container has a little rubber ring around it. So when you press it, it seals it nice and closed. But now that I'm thinking about it, the refrigerator at this house that I'm in now, there is no, it's like a built-in fridge that's flush with the cabinet.
Sure.
So there's nothing above it.
Yeah. Gotcha. Do you hear that noise? It almost sounds like there's a ghost or something.
In my house? Don't say that.
Well, I don't know whose house, but.
Oh, don't say that.
It just sounded really weird, but now it sounds
normal. Gosh, you're freaking me out because I actually saged my house today. It's only the second time in my life I've done it. But oh my gosh, between my son's hospitalization and Dave's wound that he had to nurse from a recent male surgery to prevent pregnancy and my dad's illness and everything. I'm like, okay, I need to clear the energy in this house. I don't know if it does anything, but now you're saying there's a ghost in here.
It's I'm not saying something. It's your house. It's my house. It's totally my house. Seth is out of town, so it's...
Oh, no. It's keeping you safe.
Yeah, yeah. It's weird. I hear something. Maybe it is on my end. I don't know. So, anyway, my next question is, when you make spaghetti...
Yes.
Do you mix the noodles and the sauce together, like all one pot, or do you have noodles and then sauce on the side? And then you'd like... take a ladle and pour the sauce on top.
It depends what kind of pasta I'm making. If I'm using a jarred pasta sauce, I don't mix it together. It's like get your noodles and then you pour over your own sauce.
Really?
If I'm making another pasta that I do where, you know, you do like your canned tomatoes, I'll do my spices. I don't know if I'm doing like a vodka sauce or something like that. Then after I boil the noodles, I'll throw them in there and toss it all together.
Okay.
So I guess if it's anytime I use a jarred sauce, it's always separate. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I never realized that I did that, but I do that. What do you do?
Usually my husband makes the spaghetti because he's the better spaghetti maker. Oh. And he mixes it all together. And I eat it because it's delicious, but I don't like it that way. I like my noodles and my sauce separate. And mostly because I'm not a huge fan of marinara sauce.
I was going to say, you don't like a lot of sauce.
Mm-mm,
you like to have some naked noodles in the middle.
Absolutely. I could eat naked noodles with like garlic salt and be perfectly garlic salt and butter and be completely happy.
I do a little toss with the plain pasta, plain spaghetti, and you never rinse the noodles. Mm-hmm. You don't rinse them, do you?
Mm-hmm. No, I've never done that. Do people do that?
Some people do. And I'm like, what are you doing? You're going to make a watery dish, you know?
That's weird, yeah.
But if you take your spaghetti noodles or linguine, whatever, longer noodles, then do a little olive oil on top, like you said, salt, pepper, granulated garlic, not garlic salt.
Yes, yeah.
And then just a couple little hot peppers in there, just like a little half teaspoon, mix that up, and it's the perfect almost naked kind of sauce. Oh, and then you could put a little bit of Parmesan.
Yes, that sounds delicious.
Could you do a buttered noodle?
What's a buttered, like just noodles with butter?
Yes, sorry. Oh, yeah. I worded that very fancy. So I can't do that. Noodles with butter?
I like that.
No, that just sounds so slimy to me.
Oh, yeah, I love that. I love it. It'd be perfect with just butter, some garlic salt, and even a little Parmesan. Yeah.
Okay. Well, now you're getting to like real. That's real. That's a real meal. That's really cooking now.
Yeah, I'm here for it. Also, what was I going to say? So I'm not a big fan of red sauce. So even when we go, do you have a Spaghetti Works in Chicago?
I don't think so, but I feel like I know what it is. Is it like a spaghetti factory?
Yeah, pasta in general, but spaghetti is like their
spaghetti warehouse we used to have. Okay.
Yeah, so there, you know, you can get, they have really good chicken parm, and I always get mine with Alfredo instead of red sauce. And I've got people in my family doing that now, and it's so delicious.
That sounds
You're going to
really
have to come
good.
Here, and I'll bring you to Spaghetti Works. It's a good restaurant.
I can already feel new cellulite on my thighs just thinking about fettuccine Alfredo. Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Did you know... at Olive Garden, I haven't been there for years because they always have terrible service, but the one by us, you can ask for separate dipping sauces for the breadsticks. Did you know this?
No. Well, guess what? I don't really like breadsticks. I never eat the breadsticks.
Excuse me? What?
No, not a big breadstick person at all.
Breadsticks in general or from the garden? From the OG.
Oh, no. In general, I wouldn't eat them. I rarely even eat garlic bread. I'm not a big... I like bread, but I don't care about it.
You've had an Olive Garden breadstick, right?
Oh, yeah. That's one of my favorite restaurants.
Okay, well...
tried it before. I'll take a bite here and there.
Well,
maybe.
Not me to do this.
Ranch, but...
You're going to do this simply for research purposes. You're going to go to Olive Garden. You're going to get the breadsticks. You're going to ask for sauces on the side, fettuccine Alfredo sauce on the side to dip the breadstick in.
Is there an extra cost?
I don't know, but if there is, it'll be worth it. It might even be on the menu now, actually, because people are catching on to it.
Really? So about Olive Garden, I know that either you or maybe it's Amanda. Amanda's doing keto.
Oh, yeah, she's doing keto. I can't do it. No way.
Yeah. Keto works, friend.
But I can't. I'll fall off the wagon. I know myself.
That's okay. And then you just get back on.
You're right.
But Olive Garden has zoodles now. And so do you guys have a hoo ha?
I have no, that sounds like a slang word for where babies come from. A what?
So hoo-hot is hoo-hot, H-U-H-O-T. It's like a grit. It's like a Kobe or a Genji.
I have no idea what those are.
A Kobe steakhouse or a Genji steakhouse? It's like where they cook Genghis? The food like, right there on the grill.
What did you say? A Genghis?
Yeah. What? Genghis?
Like Genghis Khan? Is that how it's spelled?
I don't know what that is.
Genghis Khan. That was like a ruler or an emperor.
20 states away from each other. Oh, yeah. I'm not that smart.
Well, is that when you're saying Genghis? Is it really?
No. Genji. I don't know. Genji or Genji? Genji. G-E-N-G-I.
Oh, yeah. I've never heard of that. That sounds like gingivitis. Oh. Why would you leave your restaurant there?
Because nobody else has thought of that except you.
Probably. Okay, but you're talking about a hibachi restaurant, like the big table.
Yeah, but Hoo Hot is like a smaller scale, cheaper, you know, not as good or expensive as a Kobe Steakhouse or a Genji Steakhouse. Okay. So Hoo Hot now has, so what it is you first get your bowl and then first you get your noodles. You can get like ramen or whatever. There's like two or three different types of noodles. Then you get your meats, then you get your vegetables, and then you pick your sauces, and then you take it to the grill, and then they cook it all there.
They have something here called now they have Mongolian noodles. Barbecue. That's what they call it over here. I have been there once, and I will never go back again because I want you to do the work of picking what tastes good together for me. Like, I feel like I'm working to come up with a menu. Like, how do I know?
I mean, but that's a good thing.
No, I want to look at the menu and be like, an expert in food knows that beef goes with this broccoli or these peas or this sauce. Because what if I go and chew something? I mean, I remember the stress I had. I remember I was pregnant with my daughter. So she's 10 now. So this was 11 years ago. I remember being stressed out because I was like, what if I pick the wrong thing and I don't really like what I put together? Then I can't go back.
Well, then it's all you can eat at Hoo Hot. So you can just start over.
Oh, no. That's
They're not
going to
charge
over.
You for it. Oh, see, that's how
or
Kobe
maybe you have to
and
pay
Kenji
more
is.
Ahead of time if you want that option. And I'm way too cheap to do that.
I know. I hear you. Me too. Okay. You're coming here. We're going to Spaghetti Works and Hoo Hot and Kobe.
Okay.
We're doing
you
it
never
all.
Have heard Hoo Hot and that didn't make you think of.
Because you're thinking of Hoo Ha.
Yeah.
It's Hoo Hot.
Well, it sounds the same. It's the same thing, but with a T. Okay.
We're doing
it,
friend.
It sounds like a who's hot? Right. Who's not? Who's hot? Who's not?
Oh, you are so funny. All right. You ready for some would you rathers?
I guess. I'm scared because you're really good at these.
Okay. You are attending church. Would you rather go to the church of Kanye West or Jim Bob Duggar?
Oh, and hell is not an option.
Nope. You got to go to one of their churches.
I hate to say this. I think I'd have to go Kanye only because I know for a fact there are certain things that I am so on the opposite end of the spectrum as the Duggars. And I don't think Kanye has the ability to fully think through all of his sacraments. And
he's not near there yet.
He doesn't have his own Stations of the Cross set up. you know, all those certain things I need to do to get into heaven. So I think I could probably talk my way out of getting in trouble in the house. The house of Kanye.
The house of Kanye.
Legitimately, that's like, he actually has a church.
I don't know that he does. Did you see that he's going to be going to church or going to Joel Osteen's this weekend?
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's a thing. It's happening. God. This is happening, friend.
We better get on your movie board. Theaters, because we're both Midwest. Before movie, do you ever get Joel Osteen commercials?
No.
There are certain movie theaters here that they air Joel Osteen commercials with the local church chapter or whatever.
Yeah, really? No, I don't think I've seen
that. Very jarring when you're going in for a nice Disney Coco flick and also you see Joel Osteen's face.
Yeah, that's different. What's the franchise? Do you have like an AMC or a Marcus
theater? We have AMCs. We have Marcus, maybe? I'm really bad. I'm the worst person to ask about movies because I very rarely go. And if I go, it's a kid's movie.
Sure.
I have to think what that one was. Yeah. Movies. I'll have to look.
Yeah. That's interesting. Okay. The next one. You are going to be an attendant for a bride at her wedding. Are you going to be the bride's attendant for Glorietta or Nicole from Nicole and Asin?
Oh, dear God. Oh. You know, I don't think I could take Glorietta because she would turn into a major bridezilla, like off
and that, with, you know, that
with
voice.
The voice and thinking she's so high class and everything is luxurious accommodations and it would be, you know, a basic hojo, Howard Johnson. Yeah. Nicole, I think I could probably, this is going to sound mean, but I think I could probably trick Nicole into leaving. Like, hey, Nicole. I heard there's a really great Jamba Juice down this way. Why don't we go check it out? Like, I think I could get her to do what we need her to do pretty easily.
Yeah. I think they're both weirdos. I think they would both be kind of insufferable. But if I had to choose, I would probably choose Nicole just because she's kind of out to lunch. Yeah.
I don't think there would be a lot of duties that you would have to get done. And, you know, Glorietta, she would want you to have like the dress. She would go old school, have you dye the shoes to match. It would be really over the top and very 80s, 90s.
Okay. Let's keep moving because I know you have to go quickly. You're going on a cross-country trip, road trip. Would you rather go with Chelsea from Teen Mom 2? Or I think her name is Tiana, the one with Sinjin on the new 90 Day Fiancé with the laugh. So Tanya. Chelsea with the baby talk.
Right.
Or is it Tanya? Tanya with the laugh.
Oh, frick.
Who are you going cross country with? You are in New York right now, and you need to get all the way to Southern California.
You know what? I'm shocking myself here, but this is a very easy decision. I'm going Chelsea.
Really?
Tanya, after seeing her in the airport, how rude she was.
Yeah.
She's
with those petals and champagne.
She is someone who needs constant attention and she has no concept of the people around her. She's the person that's walking in the crowd and it's like, oh, stop and take a picture right here, right in the middle, in the flow of traffic. She's
right,
that
like
kind
she did
of
with
person.
The banner.
Oh my God, where she spelled sugar incorrectly. How do you have a banner that is like 8 feet long?
I know.
And sugar
and you know
is
what?
Like 2 feet large.
Everything.
I don't know how people didn't see it. It was the first thing my eyes saw.
That's so funny. Yeah, I completely missed that. You catch everything. I am impressed because I was like, oh God, that is spelled wrong.
As a matter of fact, that's...
Yeah, I think I'd have to go Chelsea.
Oh, good. See? I think she could be a fun
I'd have
road
to go
trip
Chelsea.
Girl.
Yeah, aside from her voice, she probably would just let us listen to music a lot after she talked about Adam and baby kisses and everything. But that Tiana or whatever... Tanya. What's her name? Tanya? She's way too into everything, like politics and all of that. I mean, like, kudos to her. Good for her. But I bet she would not stop talking about anything.
And she's the smartest one. She knows everything about it. Mm-hmm. She's a lot to say.
Mm-hmm. And she seems very demanding, too, of her friends.
Very. And that's, it was very middle school, high school, the behavior of having the two friends there.
It was. Even he was like, so are your friends going to be here all the time?
You outgrow that phase in high school, I think.
And then like, so you ask your friends to do this and they do it? Because I would have been like, no. Yeah. No way I'm not going with you to the airport. Or maybe if she'd never met him before, I'd accompany you. But I'm not going to park you at the hotel and then come back in 2 hours.
And go into the room with them.
I can't.
And spread flowers for their time together. That's bizarre.
Yeah, that's weird.
Or even going to the airport. I can see, okay, it's kind of a far ways away. We're not totally sure about this guy. But I don't know if I would be standing on either side of her. Almost like with a sword, you know, like we're here. Go through.
I know.
Maybe just hang out at the end of the terminal. You know, we'll pull up the car. We'll have it ready for you.
Yes.
Strange.
And just hop in and
she
we keep going.
She needs a lot of attention.
She does.
Chelsea would be on her phone 99% of the time.
Yeah, she would. Then I can sleep. Because I'd love to go to sleep.
I would
want to
see what she would do for a makeover. Probably just for a good probably just for a good laugh because there would be a lot of makeup. But I would like to see what she would do.
A bun at the top.
Huge,
a big old naughty messy bun. Mm-hmm.
Which child from, or Teen Mom or Teen Mom 2, the one with Leah and Amber?
Two.
No, Leah's not in the Amber season.
No. Amber's
with the
first
Kale.
One. And Leah's the second
okay.
One. Yeah. No. Leah's
no, Kale
with
is with
Kaylin.
And she's all these girls.
Yes.
I can't keep all my pregnant teens straight. okay.
Right.
So in that season with Kale, Leah, all them, which child?
Uh-huh.
I'm going to. Okay. Mm-hmm. Which child would you most like to road trip with and least want to road trip with? Aunt Sherita is taking you for a one-on-one road trip. Who are you taking? Who are you absolutely leaving?
I am absolutely leaving Grace. Grayson.
I knew you were going to say that. Yeah.
Actually, the only one of them that I would take is Allie.
Oh.
That's the one with the glasses, right? She's the good one, the sweet one. But I would choose her if I had to choose somebody from there. But absolutely not Gracie. The kid that I probably would take, I really like Aubrey.
Oh, that's an interesting one.
I like her a lot. I like Isaac, but he might be too quiet.
He might get
and
a little
proper.
Clingy too. A little needy.
Yeah.
Like the right's not that high, buddy. We're okay.
Aubrey. I think we'd have a blast. Right.
Aubrey
right.
would probably want a lot of souvenirs at the end of the trip, like just assuming you're going to buy them.
And so do I. Absolutely. I am
really?
With her. Let's get a credit card
you're
and let's go shopping.
Girl.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I pick up a Starbucks cup every city that I go to or every vacation that I go to. And I love my airport souvenirs, shot glasses.
This is so fascinating. Because as a kid, we were anti-souvenir. We were not allowed, like, I'm not spending our money on that stuff. So I never had that when I was younger.
Yeah.
So when I hear that now, I get really excited. I don't think I've ever purchased anything in an airport for myself, souvenir-wise. Maybe a water.
Really? Well, don't, because it's really expensive for no reason. So try to find a little souvenir shop within the city. I really love Florida's because there's one on, like, every corner. And I just go in and clean up.
We need
so
to go on a
stuff.
Trip just a souvenir shop.
Let's do it. Yay. I'm here for it. I
we'll
love
have
it.
Some hoo hot.
Joe, you can't say it like that. Hoo hot. Just
hoo hot. Was that Finding Nemo? Shark bait. Hoo ha.
Yes.
I guarantee you.
But it's not
you're
going to
be saying that to yourself every time you go there now.
I know. Okay, I've got one more. I actually have two more, but I know we got to go fast.
Do both. That's fine.
So you have to be a PO.
Dream job.
Who are you going to be the PO for?
Dream job. Huh? I would actually love that.
Okay, so both of these are from, I think it's Unexpected.
Oh.
I don't know if it's Unexpected or Young Mom. Okay. I don't know. But anyway, it's Max
or
Matthew from Haley.
Oh, Haley was coming.
Which one are you going to be the PO or probation officer for?
Oh my gosh, this is so hard. I mean, because Matthew is really a horrible human being.
Oh, did you watch
I just watched the second part, yeah.
I could have jumped through the. I just wanted to smack him
he
something
was going off
awful.
On Ananda Lewis, who then I had to go to Wikipedia to find out her background. She graduated cum laude from Howard University, and you are going to go toe-to-toe to her? Shut up.
Yeah. I think if you watch that, I think that a lot of that was edited out because it almost looked like she was too calm after she got fired up. Kind of like, you know what I mean? Like she might have said some other things that just weren't.
Well, he was saying the N-word during the taping. Yes.
Really?
That I think they were, they had edited out because some of the girls, I forgot where I read that, probably sarcasm or something, that he was saying it left and right. You know, because he thinks he's cool and he thinks, you know, like he's the bully on the playground. So I would say if I had to be a PO, as much as I hate Max, I would go Max because I think at least his dad seemed to come to this season. I would have someone to work with there. Mm-hmm. Matthew, oof.
For sure. And Max, you can seem like you can kind of get through to him.
Yeah.
You know, at some level you can,
that's true,
you can get through to him to where he'll open up and talk to you and see the error in his ways and try. Matthew, there is nothing there. And I cannot stand that kid.
He would be the kind of kid that would go off on a police officer. You know, he just has no fear. That's going to catch up to him, man.
Zero. Oh, it is. And I don't like to wish bad on people, but I can't wait till that happens to him. He needs to get smacked with just the biggest dose of reality. And I cannot believe that Haley, too, is pregnant. What?
Do you think she planned it?
I know.
I do,
too. Oh, for sure.
I don't think she planned for her family to be as upset as they were, but she absolutely planned it out of spite.
She wanted to make sure that she was on the same playing level as Haley.
Yeah, like they're going
to
be together
and
forever.
He's going to do the exact same thing. Exactly. Never. Never. As soon as... See, everything is fun with Haley, too, because it's just those two. They can go off, do whatever they want to do, but baby changes that. So as soon as she is in the same position as Haley one,
they'll become friends just like Chelsea and Adam's ex.
Yep, exactly.
They'll come around. Ooh, I know, now I'm for Taylor?
I think that is
something like that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a rough one. And why him? He's not even cute. He's not cute.
He is not even cute.
In the least. I mean, he's probably the... sounds horrible. Now, I was talking about ugly babies. Now I'm talking about ugly teenagers. But really, he's probably the ugliest boyfriend that's ever been on these shows.
Really? Because I don't think that dude that looks like Carrot Top, the black dude.
Oh, I think he's cute.
Like no way.
Oh, what's her, Tyra's boyfriend? Like Carrot Top. Oh, I think he's cute.
Oh, no. Hold on. No, not that one.
Although,
the other one. The other light-skinned one.
He's kind of dopey looking. I think Matthew's uglier than him. Because Matthew's
got the
wispy mustache hairs growing in. He's scrawny. You can tell he doesn't brush his teeth. I mean, he's not funny. He's not smart. He's not cute. Like, what about him?
He's a jerk all the time. He's never even
Your daughter
sweet.
Comes home and is like, Mom, I have a crush on this kid. And you look him up in the yearbook and you see his face.
Oh, gosh. I'd be like, really?
I hate to say it, but I'd be like, he's ugly. I think I would have to say it.
You would? No. That's going to make your kid want him even more.
Aim higher.
Just like, word. Okay, last one. You have to be a positive character witness in a trial. Who are you going to go up for? Michaela or Angela Michael?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I mean, this is like saying,
So it's Michaela from the same show we were just talking about. What is that? Unexpected. And then Angela and Michael from 90 Day
Fiancé. This is like saying, would you rather stick up for Pablo Escobar or El Chapo? This is there.
That'll be my next question. No.
Oh, my God. This is so hard because I hate Michaela.
Oh, me too.
But Angela's such a horrible person and she has spawned such filth, just human filth.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to find something redeemable about either one of them. I was going to say Michaela could be a good mom, character. But she doesn't really totally mother her children.
No, absolutely not. That grandma takes
Angela
care of those
the same.
Kids.
And I can't plead the fifth when I'm on the sand. I have to say something nice.
No, you have to have you're the positive character witness. You have to choose one and you have to be positive.
Okay. I'm going to go Michaela only because I don't think Michaela is, as possibly bigoted or racist as I think Angela is, mm-hmm. which I know sounds really weird because Angela is dating an African guy, but there's things there that right. she said actually in that tell-all towards Avery that I don't know for a fact, but that kind mm-hmm. of pointed a certain mm-hmm. direction. And Michaela's sure. got good hair and skin. Yep. So there's my yeah, nice things to she say. Does.
There you go. And I feel like I would choose Michaela as well, only because she's young oh. still. We can still shape her into being right. a good human. As long if the boyfriend, is it Shaden?
Oh, Kaylin.
No,
yeah.
Kaylin. Yeah, if we can get him his court appointed visitation, I'll be okay with Michaela. Because
I think
she's
a great kid.
I do too. And I wish that she would see it. The reason that he doesn't give her enough attention, yet he's the only yep, one who works
exactly,
and supports.
Exactly.
I can't with her. She's such an entitled, just little shit.
Really
I can't stand her.
And it's very rich that they don't want to give Shelly time with the grandkids because she's the grandma. Yet the mm-hmm. grandparents are the ones who raised Michaela. And Grandma
right.
Cindy was saying, that she never wants Michaela to move out. Oh, okay. I mean, that is, yep. it's hypocrisy at its finest right there.
Absolutely.
And how
Absolutely.
Shannon was all boohoo because she was the mom and she wasn't there for Michaela's childhood. Well, that's what you're doing to Kaylin. How is it any different? Except Kaylin wasn't a
how
drug addict and choosing to give up his rights.
Right.
Anyway.
Absolutely. I know. We got to go, but God, I can talk to you forever. No, that's okay.
We'll have to do it again sometime.
I know.
And now we know what to do with our recording stuff.
Now I am a pro. Check
I'll
the gears.
I'll fill up on some hoo-hot and be raring to go next time.
And some all these lines. Yeah, we have to dig in some more.
All right, well, thanks for having me on.
Yeah, thanks for coming. Can you tell all of our friends where they can find you?
I am at Reality TV Pod everywhere. Just search Reality TV Podcast. Moms on the Rocks is on the rocks for right now. It's at a standstill. So basically just at Reality TV Pod everywhere or wherever Sharita is
yes.
because I'll find you.
Yeah.